Welcome to QuickBooks Monday, a limited series where we share expert insights related to all things QuickBooks. Welcome back, Beth Blaney, the certified QuickBooks Advanced Pro Trainer, whose magic is making QuickBooks understandable and fun. Yeah. See, I'm already having a good time. Today, we're going to discuss some common misconceptions. So, Beth, let's get started. Sometimes when I talk to folks, I get the idea that QuickBooks is like magic. You dump all your transactions into QuickBooks and it does all the work for you and it automatically knows what you've done.
I love the word automatic.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a huge fan of automation, but automation doesn't just happen on its own. You have to build automation and tell it how to automate. So yes, it's a common misconception that QuickBooks does it for you. Absolutely. There are so many fantastic ways to build in rules and things for it to do automatically. But QuickBooks doesn't come like that. You have to make it like that.
So I had an old boss. He wasn't talking about QuickBooks. He was talking about something else, but it was on a par. And he kept saying to me when I was showing it to him, so when do I push the button? So when do I push the button? And I was like, you have to put in all the rules first. Mm-hmm. You can't just push the button. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So now, audience, you are allowed to groan now. When I read the next question, you know what's coming, Beth.
I don't. I'm excited.
She's got a little play on words here. This comes from her directly. So is QuickBooks easy and intuitive? See what I did there? She just spells out intuitive, capital I-N-T-U-I-T, and she puts a little dash I-V-E.
So for those of you that don't know, Intuit is the name of the company that owns QuickBooks.
You're right.
So, you know, we've got some nerd humor going on there.
Yeah, a lot of it.
It can be. It can be intuitive. Again, I'm going to defer back to that last question. If you build it to be such.
Okay. It's not that way out of the box.
It's not that way out of the box. And I'll give you an example. Let's say you create a rule in the bank feed that says every time you see the word book, then you want to categorize that as office supplies.
Right.
And you set that to be automatic so that it flies right by you. It just gets automatically put into the system. Well, what happens when you have a vendor or a contractor that you use who has the name book in their...
Good point.
Right? So BBA bookkeeping. Right. Well, that's automatically now going to be put into the office supplies category. And what happens then? A, not only is it not categorized correctly, but B, BBA bookkeeping isn't going to get a 1099 at the end of the year.
And maybe they're supposed to.
Because they're in the wrong bucket. Mm-hmm. So there's things that you need to understand that QuickBooks doesn't know. You have to know how to manipulate it and make it intuitive for you. And I think that, you know, that's a very specific example of using automations in QuickBooks. But I think also the way that you use it isn't necessarily intuitive. It's not the kind of software you can just pick up and say, okay, I've never done this before and I'm just gonna, you know, figure it out. There's so many ins and outs and so many what ifs. You know, okay, this is how you can do X. But what happens if this thing goes wrong and this doesn't match this? And then what? That's the part that's not intuitive. And that's where I think everybody needs some level of support to be able to get that help of, okay, what do I do now in this what if scenario?
So one of the things that I like about the Microsoft Office programs is when you learn one, a lot of the commands are the same. Mm-hmm. And so I probably, like many people do, what's really bad is when I get a new version, I just kind of play with it and cross my fingers and hope for the best. The first few weeks are kind of ugly. You do not recommend that.
No, I don't. And I also will compare to Microsoft. When was the last time you picked up the phone and called Microsoft support?
Never. I call my husband.
Exactly. It's kind of the same as calling QuickBooks support. And I can probably hear some of you groaning right now because you've tried and you sat on hold for an hour and then you talked to somebody who actually didn't know what they were talking about. They have very broad, broad knowledge, but they're not doing bookkeeping every day. So sort of having a bookkeeper in your corner who can actually dig into your situation and look at your scenario is going to be so much more helpful than either spending hours YouTubing or spending hours sitting on the phone. YouTube was half of my teacher. I'm super thankful for YouTube. But I also know where to look and for what. You know, so if you're somebody who's new to QuickBooks, or even if you've been using it for a while and you're running into this issue, bookkeepers are out there to help. There are bookkeepers that do consulting by the hour that will say, hold all your issues until the end of the week and we'll jump on the phone and we'll go over them.
It doesn't help you when your boss wants a report.
Right.
Now, today.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yes, because QuickBooks just has all the information. They'll just spit it out for you.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I know. Okay, here's another example of what I suspect is magic and you're going to tell me is not true. Is it true that all you need to do is add and match transactions to the bank feed? You hear that a lot?
Mary, that hurts my soul. There is so much beyond adding and matching from the bank feed. So much. And if there weren't, then there would be no need for my industry.
Industry, not even you, the whole industry.
The whole industry. There's so many things. So, for example, loans. Mm-hmm. When you see a loan payment come in from the bank feed, well, part of that's principal and part of that's right. Interest.
Right.
The system doesn't know.
Important at tax time.
Absolutely. And QuickBooks doesn't know what the amortization schedule is. They don't know that last month the principal was this, and this month the principal is this, and next month the principal is that. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there's a lot of things that you need to have knowledge on. Same thing as even setting up your chart of accounts in the first place. When QuickBooks is just out of the box, they give you this very, very basic chart of accounts, mm-hmm. which more than likely isn't enough for mm-hmm. what you are going to need to report upon.
Right.
There's so many other things. There's, you know, if you're using a payment processor, they're taking out merchant fees before they pay you.
Oh, yeah, that's another treat.
You have to record those merchant fees.
Right.
You can't just take what the bank feed says, this thing costs $1,000, but we dropped $900 in your account, so you're going to record $900. No.
You're also going to have a problem matching up if you've got like an outstanding invoice.
Absolutely. So no, you need to record that as $1,000 minus $100 of merchant fees. And then also you're going to get from these payment processors, and I tell people this all the time, you're going to get a 1099-K from them at the end of the year.
Yes.
That's going to have the gross amount on it. That needs to match what's in your books. I mean, unless you like having red flags, you know, thrown
the IRS, because that's always a fun. So there's a lot more. No pressing the button, huh?
No, okay. Just pressing the button. Nope, there's a lot more to it.
So before we address the issue of financials always being up to date, very quickly, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. It's free, completely private, and you can unsubscribe at any time. By ringing the bell next to the subscribe button on YouTube, you'll be notified when we post new AP content, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. And of course, for the next few Mondays, we're going to have Beth with us with QuickBooks Monday. You don't need a YouTube account to subscribe. You can do so with a Gmail account. So Beth, I've actually had this one. I've had executives say to me that they think financial reports are always up to date and ready to run, and that you can get the latest information at the snap of a finger. Are you saying that this is not perhaps true?
Not unless you have somebody managing your QuickBooks account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Which I'm guessing most, at least smaller companies, don't.
You think?
Yeah.
Never mind the fact that your bank account isn't even updated
right.
that often. So no, it's not just an anytime I can go and run a report. So many things need to be done in order to be able to run that monthly report. So, you know, I think most bookkeeping companies aim to be done with the prior month 10 to 15 days after the month ends. And that,
and that's aggressive.
That is aggressive. And that's because of all of the things that need to be done outside of clicking through the bank feed and saying, add match, there's so much more. There's reconciliations, there's looking at loan accounts, there's looking at credit card accounts, there's, you know, reviewing any fixed assets. There's so many things that go along with it in order to get your report accurate.
Okay. So Beth, this is probably a good time to ask you real quickly about the training programs you run.
Ooh.
You want to tell us a little bit about them?
I would love to, Mary. So, as I mentioned, I kind of learned a lot through YouTube, and I also love to teach. And so I figured I need to put something out there for those beginning entrepreneurs, those beginning, you know, solopreneurs, and also the office people who might be working in QuickBooks Online. This is specific to online. So I put together a course. It's about 8 to 10 hours, broken up into 5 to 10 minute chunks. And it really takes you through all of the basics that you need to know about QuickBooks. And it's not just tactical, but it's also informational. It's also, you know, why are you looking at this? Why does this matter? Why are you doing that? And I also make a lot of really bad jokes throughout it.
Well, we've already shared a few, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly. So if you want more of that, then come check out my course.
Well, we didn't share the QB joke. This one's mine.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so, you know, you may be thinking QB stands for QuickBooks since we're doing a QuickBooks video, but I figured out it also stands for quarterback, which is pretty amazing given what I know about football. But anyway, so if you want, you know, Beth could be your QB for QB. All right, let's move on real quick over there.
Yeah, pretend it didn't happen.
Okay, so lastly, are you telling me that as great as QuickBooks is, it's not the only software you need for accounting?
That's a really good question, Mary. I do. I agree. Between, like I said, I love automations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are so many wonderful things that can integrate with QuickBooks to make the experience more efficient, more accurate, and more in line with what each individual business needs.
Right. Especially software for an industry.
Absolutely. So if you're a landscaper, if you're, you know, they have special estimating software. If you're mm-hmm. in construction, there's, you know, project software. If you're a coach, there's onboarding software. If you have a ton of AP or AR, there's outside software to help with that. Can you do it just on QuickBooks? For the absolute, you know, basic service-based provider who's just starting out, absolutely. But as you continue to go on in your journey, things are going to get more complicated. And, you know, having those outside systems that connect to QuickBooks are just going to be lifesavers.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. If, like me, you've had your eyes opened by this chat with Beth, you'll also enjoy the first QuickBooks Monday chat we had with her. On YouTube, a link will appear to the left. And don't forget, we're going to post a new QuickBooks Monday episode for the next few weeks with Beth. We're thrilled to have her on YouTube Mondays at noon. As always, I very much appreciate your thumbs up, your comments, and your shares. So a huge thank you to everyone who does so.